from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, Steiny, we got the great FP Santangelo in, holding it down. And right now, we got a heavyweight FP on the line. It is Giants special assistant, longtime bench coach, and three-time World Series champ, Ron Wotus. Ron, thank you for breaking out some time for us today. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Guru, and I'm happy to be with two gurus today. I know FP very well. We got two.
There you go.
Oh, man. Tell you, you're coming into hornet's nest today, but I'll be with what's going on. But it's good to have you on, Will.
Thanks, FP. Good to be with you guys.
Hey, Ron, let me get your thoughts. The Giants just made a move. They activated our guy Austin Slater off of the IL, the concussion list, and they optioned Luis Matos back to Sacramento. And, Ron, the reason I bring that up just to get your thoughts is a lot of people were warming up to Matos. What are your thoughts when you first heard that news?
Well, I'm up here in Sacramento right now. I watched him play last night. Not that had a major impact on their decision, but he's healthy. He's been playing. He's ready to go. You know, the bottom line is this. Look, Slater has been a very good major league player. He plays his role extremely well. He didn't get off to such a good start this year. He missed a lot of spring training. So I think the at-bats that he's gotten down here to get a little rhythm and get things going, he really never got going this season in his role. Now, the question of Matos, we're going to need the depth. You know, everybody loves Matos. I loved what he did with the club. All the young guys have contributed. But over the course of 162, it makes some sense to go ahead and give Slater the opportunity. Matos is right here. And he can come back any moment. God forbid there's another injury, or if somebody doesn't perform. But we got 4 months left in the season, and it's the safe move at this point in time, and it makes sense to me.
What's the biggest challenge when you have a young player that was National League Player of the Week 1 week that scuffled a little bit, didn't seem to make the adjustments from a mental standpoint, from say the coaching staff in AAA to keep his spirits up? Because that's got to be a punch to the gut for this kid to be on top of the world, the best player in the National League. Now he's back in Sacramento.
You're right, FB. I mean, you played. You know how those things affect you. And, I mean, this is probably the second time, because out of spring training, everybody thought he was going to make the club, right? He had a tremendous spring training. He came down to Sacramento, and he didn't swing the bat all that well. He went back up. Of course, it's the big leagues. There's a lot more at stake, a little more energy. Much easier to get up for a major league game than the AAA game. I've seen that over my career, just as you have. But that's going to be the biggest part, and especially with one young guys, as you well know, the mental adjustments and how they handle it. is the things that, you know, will make the player who he is. You know, hopefully he won't have a lapse mentally or be that disappointed, because as you know, again, I mean, there's no time for that. You got to go down and perform, because you're just a phone away from going. And that's part of becoming a pro and understanding the business a little bit. So it'll be tough on him, but I think he'll come down and do his thing.
Do you think it'll have an effect on the other Latin guys on the team? I've been talking about how the Latin contingent has just employed a lot of electricity and energy of the ball club. Do you think it's going to have an effect on the other guys that he got sent down?
Well, yeah, the friends on the team will, you know, say, like most everybody does, well, you don't deserve this. You know, you should be here, right? How many times have we heard that in the clubhouse, right? So, you know, they'll be in his ear a little bit, and that makes it tougher. And hopefully some people, and I'm sure Bo Mel will be telling him just how important he is to the club and the job that he did, and lay out the reasons that he's going down, and hopefully he'll hear that. But he'll be disappointed, but it's all part of it, as you know.
FP and Guru on 95.7 The Game. We are joined by Giants special assistant Ron Wotus. Ron, let me get your views on this season. I know it's early. There's 100 games left, but we're taking calls and text messages. You know, Giant fans are upset. That Yankee series didn't help over the weekend. What would you tell Giant fan right now in regard to this season with more than 100 games left?
Well, it's always difficult when you're in the midst of a six-game losing streak and you're playing the Yankees, and you have the last game won, and your, you know, closer who's been very good gives it up to a very good offensive team. You know, that really hurts. So you expect to go to Arizona and win some ball games. They haven't. So this is definitely a low point. I mean, they had a stretch like this earlier in the year, but I still do believe. I mean, Snell's on the DL. That really hurts, because the strength of our club was our starting pitching, you know, when we had all the names on paper. And we just haven't clicked in that manner. Snell has been hurt, and that's a big loss. Some of the young guys, you know, like Black, for instance, didn't do as well as we had hoped he'd do, but he's down here, you know, working on his craft. But we're still built with pitching. There's a long way to go. But the bottom line is, you know, we do have to play better. I just haven't clicked on all cylinders. And for me, the young guys have done their part. It's more the veteran guys, the proven guys. We need to get more out of the guys that we sign that we expect to help to carry this club. The kids aren't going to carry it, but there's a lot of baseball left and plenty of time to make up ground.
Well, talk about, I mean, Nick Ahmed really solidified the defense at shortstop. But talk about some of the challenges that position, I don't know, that position it brings to these kids that haven't played it on an everyday basis. Like, you put a Casey Schmidt, who's a plus defender there. He has a rough night. Brett Wisely doesn't cover second on a bunt. Tyler Fitzgerald, who seems to be a decent shortstop too. When you don't play it every day, talk about some of the challenges that one of the most important positions on the field presents.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, I mean, you know, games played in the minor leagues at your primary position goes a long way. That's where you learn to be a pro. Just like Matos is going through the up and down, you know, that's when you become a real pro, right? Or you're in the minor leagues and you're trying to play shortstop and you struggle. And then you go to the big leagues later on and you've been through it. You know how to handle it. Well, you know, most of these guys we're talking about aren't even shortstops. I mean, Schmitty's been a third baseman his whole career, and he's got great hands and accurate arm, and he's done a good job. And, you know, we know how difficult the big leagues can be. I mean, you make an error in AAA, and, you know, it's no big deal, but you make it in the big leagues at the wrong time. And, you know, everybody says you got to be better, and you do. But it's all part of the game and a growing experience. So you got Fitz. I think Fitz might be in there tonight. You got Schmitty. Ahmed, I'm not sure if he had a setback or not. He was down here in Sacramento. But it is a challenge because of, you know, it's not their primary positions. Wisely has done a very good job for not playing a lot of shortstop. And it's just like the at-bats. I think last year we talked about the kids coming up, and some of them did fantastic. Some struggled. But it's the games played and the experience you have a position. It's just not easy to go to a major league game and play out of position and expect to be, reliable and consistent every single day. And those are the growing pains of new positions and young players.
Hey, Ron, I got a quick question. I mean, my gosh, if I had a dollar for every Giant that was on the IL list, you know, I'd be a rich man. And I know you can't control or predict injuries, but from your experience and FP playing the game, Do the Giants, do the organization meet? Do they talk about, you know what, why we have, you know, a rash of these injuries, or you just take it day by day?
Well, I know the trainers are always, you know, trying to uncover everything on why we're getting injured. Like the whole industry is, guru, and I'll tell you what, you're the guru. I hope you have the answer, because I don't have the answer. You know, you can speculate on a lot of things. There's a lot of things that go on in this game. You know, the way we train, the way the pitchers train now with the weighted balls they throw year-round at these showcases. You know, it's all max effort. It's not location. So, you know, some of that enters into the pitchers, you know, position players. Some people love the weight. Some people say it's too much on the body. You know, every industry tries to predict, you know, injuries, you know, by giving off days. I know we do a lot in the minor leagues. These guys basically have every Monday off. They get another day off, so they're not overtaxed. Is it enough? Who knows? Maybe, you know, in the old days, guys threw more, pitchers threw more pitches, and maybe they're in better shape to do that. We used to play every day, FP and I. We didn't get a day. Your body was in shape every day. So, you know, I don't have the answer. I really don't. And I don't know if we'll ever have the answer, because it's just very difficult to predict when an injury is going to happen.
Well, I remember doing the show in 2010 on the other station, and you guys had lost 9 out of 10, and people were calling for Bruce Bochy's head in 2010. You guys ended up winning the World Series. The question I have for you is, you've been a coach for a lot of great managers. So say you lost 5 in a row or 6 in a row, and then you played a game like last night. It seemed like Bo Mel went in there and said, hey, clean it up. I don't know what he said, but that's what it seemed like. So take me through what Dusty would have done, what Felipe would have done, and what Bruce Bochy would have done after a losing streak and a bad game like last night after the game.
Well, I think they all would have done the similar thing that Bo Mel has done. Now, you know, some guys have more patience. Some guys have less patience, right? You know, it's the way you lose is what gets to a manager. It's not necessarily the losses. I was Dusty, Felipe, or Bochy. You know, they had a lot of patience. If we were playing hard, we just weren't executing and you know, doing the things that your manager expects you to do. But, you know, through this series, this losing streak, there have been games that we should have won, and he just didn't like the effort and the at-bats last night, and he wanted to say something about it. I know coaching, you know, when you really feel we could be better, and it's not happening, and you're in a streak like this, you feel like you want to be proactive and get something done. And I think all those managers you named would be doing the same thing.
FP and Guru right here on 95.7 The Game. We got the pleasure to be joined by longtime bench coach, three-time World Series champ, Ron Wotus. Ron, I got to get this off my chest, because this is, to me, the definition of baseball. If you would have surveyed the Giant fans after the Pirate comebacks, the Met comebacks, and Matt Chappie flashing the leather, guys swinging the bat, compared to now, Ron, to me, that's just the definition of the game, but it is night and day. It's just amazing.
It's torture again, isn't it? Isn't it baseball something else? You can't predict what's going to happen. As you said, we were all riding the high. So was I. I was so excited the way we were playing. We were coming back. But, you know, you look at the club, you look at the injuries, you look at the job the kids have done, like Matos, you know, he can't keep up the week that he had there. Nobody can. So it is baseball, and there is plenty of time left. But we need to play it better, and as I mentioned, I think we need production from the whole roster, and you can't expect the kids to carry you, and we need to be healthy, and those are two big things that will help turn this thing around and just plug away like Bochy, Felipe, and Dusty would do, and Bo Mel. Let's just plug away. It's a new day today. Let's win today's game, and you don't know if you can go on a 5 or 6 game win streak.
There it is there. We know you're a busy man. Thank you so much for your time. That is Ron Wotus. Take it easy, Ron.
All right, guys. Great being with you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.